Good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Shay, what other category can I introduce? Good day.
You've done boys and girls, you've done ladies and gentlemen, you've done straight and which one else?
Straight and bent.
Yes, asexual, bisexual, transgender. Asexual,
exactly.
Tall, short, light, dark.
Welcome to another episode of Individual Podcast, man. I mean, it's been 2 weeks and, you know, we've been trying
to be here again.
Are we actually, Shay, you know, we don't lie. Are we actually?
I'm excited. Today's the best day of my life.
Shay, 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 why are you
My life, I've never felt this happy to be here. In fact, since I've been happy to be here since the beginning of the episode, this is the most happy to be here.
God. If anybody can lie, it's this boy.
Shay, I cannot lie for my people.
Shay, I've still going through a lot. What's going
on? You're a lot. You're married to a lot at this stage.
What's going on in this world? I'm still going through a lot. What's going on?
It's you that know what you are going through. Maybe you're actually enjoying it, actually. You're just lying.
Shay, do you believe that between the last episode, I mean, 2 weeks and now, I fumbled again? I mean,
How? Tell me how. You had one job.
I mean, I did take your advice. I was too excited.
The stage lights, you just couldn't
pass. I was too excited. I mean,
but you know what? It happened. The good thing about fumbling is, you know, massage just created in surplus. You always see another one. You need to have an abundance mindset. So use that one to good body.
I'll use it to good body. Without staying too long, let's just go into what we have. Today, yes. I mean business. Today, this is business.
You are ready to hit the nail on the head.
You're ready to hit the ground running. Day one.
That's nice. So pretty much today we're going to be talking about knowing when to stop. What do you're probably asking, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Knowing when to stop in life generally, like, you know, knowing when to stop that business that's not making money from you again. Knowing when to stop chasing that girl that you have been telling, come to my house, I shall refuse to come to your house. Sometimes you need to know when to give up. That's what we're talking about today. So Timmy, how do you know when to stop?
Oh, Shay, first of all, before we even go to how do I know where to
stop? See, you that say that relax. You want to be in the head.
Relax, before I eat the ground running.
Okay.
But I thought you always said people should not give up. People should keep going. Why are you now bringing up this topic up?
See, sometimes in this life, if you didn't die, you didn't die. There are some things that there's no way this can never work.
You can never make it.
So you need to know when to stop applying pressure. And just let it go.
So obviously knowing when to stop is actually a really good skill that everybody should actually have, to be honest. Because I see some people, they would keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and the result is not coming, and they don't know when to give up. Don't get us wrong, we're not telling you to give up in every endeavor you have.
I'm telling you to give up. People need to hear. Maybe you are coconut head. You don't want to give up.
You know,
today is a good day to give up.
You know, when we're in elementary school, they say Thomas Edison invented the light bulb after 999 times of trying. First of all, who was counting? Shay, I'm talking about giving up. What exactly we would be looking at? What examples of times that it's good to give up would you be looking at?
I think it just applies to, like, in general. So, like, in life, you need to know when, like I said before, you need to know when something is not going to yield, and you need to know when to step away. Like, if you start a business, so let's say, for example, now you are a 9-to-5 guy, you now hear that entrepreneur is what is jawing, that's what is making money. Now decide to switch into that, and you realize that, well, this thing is not for you. You need to know when you've tried and when you need to be like, you know what, I need to go back to the drawing board and try again. Same thing applies to, let's say, in your workplace. You've been trying to maybe get a promotion. You've been trying to make things work.
I should give up getting the promotion.
Sometimes you need to give up in that workplace and go and apply somewhere else.
That's true.
You need to know when to stop a bad habit. Some people are very, you know, that this in this your health, whatever, you know that you should be eating healthy, that you should not be eating your back 2 a.m. But you don't know when to stop. You know when that woman you have been chasing since, that she did not like you. So it's just pretty much different situations that require you to use your common sense.
So Shay, let me talk about the one that requires me to use my own common sense. Now, there's this babe I've been toast.
Okay. How many days?
Don't worry about that. Just relax.
Tim, if you want me to solve your problem, you need to open your bonbon for me.
No. We don't do that here. So, technically, if a guy is going after a girl, right, he's been giving the girl glides, he's been, you know, telling her this or that, and she's not yielding, how long do you think the guy should give up? Like, what's your definite timeline for toasting a babe.
Okay, so in terms of like,
yes, she's not giving you the
timeline. Like when you ask and she's not giving you, you just turn around and say bye bye.
No. Okay, before let me say this. Like you are giving somebody green light. You are showing affection.
Okay.
You are giving all those nice things. You know, let's go on a date. You have got like 15 dates. Each date is 15. Like each date is like 70k on the
guy. That's why you are going through a lot. Now I know.
So imagine 70 times 15. That's about, you know, I'm talking in a couple of millions. You know, you feel me? Set you back a few quid. So at one point you think that, okay, this thing I'm doing, this baby I'm doing, it's not going to work out. Let me just give up. Like how long, after how many days do you think, or after how many months or weeks do you think that, this baby I'm showing that I'm liking her, she's not liking me back. I think I should end it.
Okay, good. You are in luck. I have my answers in twofold.
Okay.
The first fold is for the... I like bonus like you, men like you that know you to hear what. See me, hold your ear. Do like,
I'm holding my ear, as you can see. I'm holding it.
I've gone 1, 2, 3, 2, 15. It not yield. It not stop.
But maybe she can change. Now. Maybe she can change. That's how
don't I was worry. Thinking. Don't I was worry. When your money finish, that's when continue.
It has finished.
Don't give up. For people like you that are stubborn, that don't want to hear what. My advice is don't give up. But for the sensible ones that are listening, I know Tim is not among. For those of you that are listening, when you've shown someone affection or you've shown someone effort and they don't reciprocate accordingly, give up. Like if you've shown that they are not dumb, they are not primary school. I want to believe that no primary school student is listening to us. So if you are not, they know what they are doing. The fact that they have not shown probably means it's not there or they want it to stop.
But what if they want you to like to show you are
apply pressure?
Yes, to show that you are really.
So who wants to apply pressure that they don't like you in the first place? That's the problem.
Wow.
That girl have tell you that her spec is Igbo men. You with your nonsense away do Yoruba legs. You are now forcing her. You are forcing her. Of course, she would accommodate you. She will hear whatever you want to say. But you will not see anything from.
But don't
from
you think that like there should be like a timeline? Say for example, now you start talking to someone, right, and you're showing them that okay, this is what it's going to be, and they are not giving
like
you back.
You're gonna like 3 to 4 times.
So three is the limit.
Like obviously, I'm just using that as like a easy way to measure it. Like you can go out 3 to 4 times within a week with someone.
A week. So, how will you go out 3 to 4 times with someone within a week?
If you like them so much, like so I'm that kind of guy. Like if I see you today and I like you today, I want to see you tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and then the day after tomorrow.
Oh wow, tomorrow. So that's your scoop.
That's the scoop. You need to love bomb them so that they cannot do without you after 1 week. That's it. King's some toxic tips right there. But I think the long and short is if you really shown them and you're not getting something back, that's the you yourself you will feel it that I've tried now. After what more could I do? So that's pretty much it. I know that's not what you want to hear, Timmy.
That's not what I want to hear. I want you to give me hope that I would make it at the end. I should keep going.
No, after 15 dates.
I mean, like you can just give me that maybe Timmy go on 5 more and it might work out. You might actually eventually become a spec after 20
years. It's the hope that kills.
But I actually have a theory, right? Let me tell you my theory. If you're for guys, actually, I don't know for girls, but I don't know. I'm not a girl. But for guys, if you're talking to someone, right? Say that your scope, share that your scope of bombarding them. Of,
you know, I'm not saying that's what I do.
We know that's what you do.
But I'm ready somewhere.
We know that's what you do, yeah? So that your scope of bombarding them. So I'll do it for 3 weeks, back to back. See that 3 weeks, I'll ensure that your entire morning, afternoon, night, your entire thinking is me. If you wake up in the morning, first person you're going to think of is me, right? Mm-hmm. I'll do it for 3 weeks. Then I'll stop. Right, so it's a 1 month plan. You see, there are 4 weeks in a month, right? So the first 3 weeks of the month, you would make her feel special, you get everything you can actually show her, you do it. Then the fourth week, you now stop and see if she would now reciprocate.
Okay.
You can see if she reciprocates, and I'll now continue again with the next 3 weeks of the next month and see how it goes. Exactly. But if after that 3 weeks I've tried and she doesn't, that worry that I'm absent, he doesn't notice me that this boy, what happened, why is he not, then I know that okay, it's time for me to stop. I think that's a very good That's a very good strategy.
I think that's toxic, and I will not encourage our listeners.
How is it? Are you not toxic on your own? See, are you not toxic on your own?
See, that's toxic. I'm not that kind of guy. Okay. I'm very straightforward.
No problem.
I don't do tactics like Timmy.
How about like bad habits or things that you just want to know when to stop? Because there's some people that do things and they don't stop until it
has almost killed them.
Exactly. It becomes very bad.
In terms of habits, I would say the worst thing that can happen is when you feel the consequence of your bad habits. So let's say you procrastinate a lot, or people that always lead to things. Like, you know you're supposed to get somewhere early. Like, you know you should be punctual. You know it's a bad habit, but you still don't stop. And then one day you lose like a job, like an interview. I feel like sometimes the best way to change most is when you felt the consequence of your actions, which is a bad thing. You don't have to have almost kill yourself before you become a better person. But I think for most people, that's usually what happens, is when they've lost something or they've lost a part of themselves. That's when they are motivated the most to change a bad habit. What do you think?
You know, Shay, I can relate to this because I've actually been in that situation before, right? So I'm part of people that always say, if it's not due tomorrow, like, due tomorrow, do tomorrow. Do you get it? So if it's not the deadline, I'm not going to do it. Or how would I explain to it? Like, I can work under pressure, but otherwise I don't work. If I'm not under pressure, I'm not going to work. But yeah, when under pressure, I work. Say, for example, my boss gives me something to do and submit tomorrow, I'll start doing it that tomorrow. So I was in a situation whereby a mail was sent at work, right? Oh, to me, do this, right? So in my head, I was like, I just saw that email. The email was not long. The email was a very short email. So I was like, let me look at the due date. I will do it on the due date. Nice. Little did I know that emails with little instructions required
the most work.
So I opened the email, and apparently I was supposed to run something. That stuff was supposed to run for at least 2 days before I can get the report. And I just want to start running it on the day I'm supposed to submit the report. So I mean, it was a lot. So since then, I've learned my lesson. If the due date is next week, I'll start doing it today. You know, you saw this meme where they said this email was sent at work that you should do something, and you're like, okay, you're on it already. And it reaches the day you have to submit, and then you check the link, and you request that you have to request for permission.
That's actually happened to me before.
You have to request for permission to access the link. Oh my God. What do I do now?
So yeah, I think the main thing is just once it happens to you once, you learn from it just like any other thing. So next time you do better. I think another important place to know when to stop is when you venture into like a business or like an idea, which I think I've touched on before. Like,
you know, we always discuss having businesses. Everybody needs to know that Shay is a very bad business partner. And he's not someone you want to have in your corner at all.
I don't play with my money. That's why.
We've had businesses that should have made us billionaires in real life. And Shay will just come and say, he's not doing. Kiniko. He's not doing.
I'm a pessimist. Like, it's better for me to not try at all than to try and fail.
You're supposed to be driving Ferrari and Lamborghini right now. But
Toyota or bad?
You like Toyota. But the thing is this, yeah? I mean, a lot of people go into business. And I see that a lot in... I won't say Gen Z, apparently. Actually, are we Gen Z? I think we're a little bit older than Gen Z now, aren't we?
I have no idea.
You're pushing 30 already.
Probably was the one before Gen Z.
Yeah, probably that before Gen Z. I see a lot of people in Gen Z, right? They venture into a business, right? And I'm like, it's well and good to have that entrepreneurial spirit. But sometimes you need to know when to wrap it up, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You need to know when to, it's not working.
Like, you know where to go back to school and focus and get the 9-to-5 job. But everybody's like, oh, so I see people, they'll do one business, which is good. And they see it's not working out, right? Maybe it's your head that not carry business. You don't know. You say, oh, this business that is not moving. You go to another business. And I'm thinking, like, at some point, won't you consider, like, maybe going to school or going to get a 9-to-5 job or something?
He said, chase your dreams. That's their dream.
Everybody's dream is to have money, whatever it is. So you can get money in many ways. So at some point, you need to consider when to stop. Right.
I think another one example of that is people that are all these upcoming artists that they will tell you, I will blow next year, like I will soon blow. And they will say, all those, no shit. No shit. Anybody that I know that is in the music industry. But my brother in Christ, you are not making instrumental music. This is, I'm not pointing fingers.
So, are you sure you're not pointing fingers? Are you sure?
I'm not. But you have been on audio, Mark. How many?
If this person hears this podcast, are you sure they would not be angry? Are you sure you're not pointing?
Now, my guy. But the point is, at some point, you have to do self-reflection and be like, you know what? I've been pushing this thing for a while. Let me try something else. I've been pushing music. Let me try acting. Let me try going to skits. Let me try, you know, modeling. Like, it's not like you are stopping. It's like you are stopping to re-strategize. So you get, that's I think that's the mentality you need to have. It's not like you are stopping to give up. You are stopping to plan accordingly again, because there are some problems you won't see until you are in the motion. Like, there are some things you will notice that is wrong about your vehicle until you are moving. You might not know before you start.
It's cooking. You're cooking.
Every episode I've been cooking for like
I can feel it. It's cooking. Shay, do you know the most important time of knowing when to stop is knowing when to leave? You know, when to leave is very important. Say you go to someone's house.
Oh,
like I see people overdo that stuff. Like you go to someone's house,
and then you're welcome.
You will see that you're already overstaying your welcome, and you will still stay.
But if I want to stay for like, I see that they are cooking. They're like, they're calling me by the kitchen. And I want to see whether they will ask me.
You have to eat. But Shay, if you go to someone's house, let me just ask you this question very quickly. Mm-hmm. You go to someone's house, and then their mommy gives you food with 5 meat. Mm-hmm. Do you finish all the 5 meat at once, or you leave small?
Now, if they did not want me to finish, why they give me five?
Ah, good. So you finish all the 5 meat.
I might remain small. Maybe it's rice. All right.
You remain small.
But you see that meat? It's not.
But like, you need to know. So Shay, what do you think are the signs of when you're in someone's house and you feel like you are overstaying your welcome already? Can just give us a few.
When I'm in their house and it's like people are just using one kind of eye to look at me, you get it, and you are like, what's going on? Or it seems like they have plans, they are using that to tell you, it's like I'll be going out soon.
Or
it's like somebody is coming to come and see me. Or you know, those kind of coded signal that just giving you that uncle, come and be going. Or the worst, they now ask you,
when are you going? So when it gets to that point where they ask you, when are you going? Just know that you have messed up.
Yeah, I think, that's... I don't believe them so as well, because I feel like everybody has been the way someone has overstayed their welcome and you need to indirectly tell them. Are you the direct person or you are the indirect person? Which one are you team?
Okay, I think I'm the indirect person, right? I won't tell you, come and be going, or I won't ask you, when are you leaving? I can just cook up something and be like, I actually want to go buy something and I might take a while to get. So you know that I might be going out and like you have to leave. But I won't directly ask you that.
What's wrong with being direct? Because I feel like I'm the direct one.
So you'll be the one that asks, when are you leaving?
Yeah, like when do you plan on leaving? Like I'll say it in a very nice, sweet, like I don't want you to go, but you kind of have to go away.
You think say you wise. I just feel like, you know, some people, especially when I see some people, you get the gender I'm talking about. Some people, when they come and then you make it sound direct, you'll be like, what do you mean? Like, don't you want me to be here? Fine, I want you to be here, but I want other people to be here too. Do you get me?
So that's why you have to be direct. That's why you have to be direct. You just have to be like, I mean, we've had a good time, but my sister in Christ, somebody
that
else must
come. That sister is definitely not in Christ.
I think it's the way you put it that matters though. So yeah. What other ways now we talk about knowing when to stop? Well, I think we've talked about bad habits, we've talked about trying in like your workplace, relationships,
actually knowing when to stop. So Shay, you know, some people being what's it called, like in a relationship with probably someone rich or someone a celebrity, and it's toxic, and they don't know when to leave, right? We've seen situations like that they won't know when to leave. Like they would stay in the relationship until things get physical, right? Sometimes I get it, the man is rich, right? I guess it's like he's giving you all you want, but sometimes you just have to leave when you see the red flags.
Some of them they don't want to leave.
I get that relationship you're in. I get it. She has big bump, but sometimes you have to leave.
No, Timmy, no.
You have to leave at a point.
We die here.
We
make it work. Like, we make it work.
So, because I've seen dudes, and I know, like, I've seen dudes when their girls cheat on them. I'm not saying like you can't. I think we've had this question like lots of times. Like, can you take back a cheating partner? And you were like, it depends on what the circumstances are, right? So I've seen people their partner will cheat on them over and over again, and they'll still remain in the relationship because the girl's bum bum is big.
They are fighting for the love. No, that's what that is.
I mean, I can consider it too as well, but at some point, you know when to stop. You know,
I think the main thing is, it's knowing when to stop is when you've decided to. Like, it's, you have to get to that point. Should you get? It's when the embarrassment has gone to the point that you yourself will be like, no.
But no, do you want to get to by the embarrassment is out of hand before you decide, oh, I think I have to take issues into my hand right now?
The truth is, people would advise you, but you will not listen. That's usually what happens. People will tell you that guy is not treating you well, that baby is not, does not like you, but you will not admit it. Like, what's happening to you? And after I've told you now, you will not want to admit it to yourself. You'll be like, I can still make it work. I can try. I can change her. She will change for me. It will change for me.
Yeah, she will change for me.
You know, is when the scene I've done. That you yourself talk to your legs, and so that's pretty much it. If you're not, if you don't get to that bus stop, nothing that anybody will tell you will hear until you get to that junction. I think that's it.
So, how about knowing when to? Oh, sorry, one last one. I think we discussed this earlier this week, but we didn't mention it. Black tax was one episode that we discussed on one time.
Oh, knowing when to, that like Barbie,
exactly that. Will you people have been giving me that? It's also for my life now, like. I've been helping you all out. I've been giving handouts actually, and then that, because some people overdo it and then it gets to like their detriment. Like you overdo black tax. But people that don't know what black tax is, I think they should listen to which episode is that, Shay?
We have an episode. Search for black tax. You will see the episode.
Yeah, we have an episode on that. So at what point do you think you should start considering yourself first?
I think the first step, when you are feeling it. Like, when the fire is burning you, that's when you don't wait until you are completely burned. It could be before, when you feel a scratch. But the thing is, most times, it's when it has burned you completely that people always react. People are not usually proactive. So before you even get too deep into it, try and find ways. If they ask you for money today, even if you have plenty of money, lie for them and say you are broke so that they can prepare, so that you are preparing
them. They can get used to it.
They can get used to you saying no. That's another thing, learning to say no. But some people like pleasing people. Anybody can ask you have given them. Before they ask, you have given them.
You are
a nice guy.
But
sometimes learn to disappoint people so that when the actual disappointment comes, they will get used to it.
Okay, Shay. I like that your statement. Learn to disappoint. That's what I hold on to today. From studio onward.
Does that mean you disappoint me or something? I'm scared.
From studio onward, not only disappoint me, because at the expense for me. But it's actually a very good skill to know when to stop and knowing when to leave something and knowing when to venture into something new, which is actually cool. I mean, it's not that bad for you to do something new, to be honest. Like, at some point, you have to do that. So, yeah. So, Shay, brand new week. What are you giving our listeners to hold on to?
This is a brand new week. Yes. You know, you have to be wise. And all those people that are always collecting from you, tell them no this week. Those people that every time, bros, let me see 1K from behind. Tell them no. Oh, bros, please help me. My phone has... Tell them no. This week, that's my goal for... Just be wicked this week. Like, don't be nice.
So, just be telling everybody no.
Stop all access to people. People that... That's how you know the true people that are for you. When you say no to people, you will know people that are actually for you. People that... They are not just there for a good time, not a long time. People that are, you know, they want to be there with you. Tell them no today and see how they will react. And come back to you and let me know.
Okay, so you should be telling everybody no.
I don't see anybody. Okay, I said excluding your parents.
Never say no to your folks.
The Bible said honor your father and your mother so that your days will be long. I don't normally quote the Bible, but I have to for today.
I'm taking her back. She is quoting the Bible on this podcast. She is quoting the Bible on this. What's going on?
You've come a long way.
She is quoting the Bible. Alhamdulillah, fam. That's it. So I mean, at some point, you have to say no to your parents, actually. But again, that's story for another day.
So what do you have?
I'll be taking a leaf out of your book. I'm saying no. I'm not giving any nuggets today. No nuggets for everybody today.
Right? I respect it.
Thank you very much for respecting it. But what I just have to say,
again, I have been taking out for 15 dates.
So no, Shay, I will get it to 20. 20 is my lucky number. I just need how much more? 5 times 70,000. Is it 70,000 or 80,000? 5 times 80. I need 400,000 more.
I'll be here to console you after the 20th date.
I need 400. I need 400. So if our listeners can donate it to my course, this person is someone I've been looking for a very long time. I mean, she.
I'm like, you don't get her.
So I need 5 more dates. That will cost me 400k. Yeah. So please come through for me. Come through for your boy. So yeah. Anyways, that's that. Thank you very much for listening to our episode. Before we go, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Shay. And by the way, Good Pod sent us an email. I think it was last week. We're going to top 50 indie podcasts. I mean, it's not much, but it's honest work. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at In The Middle FM. Also on Spotify as well. In The Middle FM, on Apple Podcasts, on Audio Mark, and on every other platform that you can. And the best part is you have to share. Even if they say no. Now that's where you cannot take it for an answer.
Yeah.
If you share this podcast and they say no, don't take it for an answer. Make sure that they hear and they listen. But till we come your way in the next 2 weeks, I believe. Stay safe and enjoy yourself.